you okay? No, I know you put up a strong face for the sake of things, but now that it's over, you don't need to keep doing it. All right. Just know that you don't need to fake anything. It's just me now, you know. It was a lovely service. Yeah, it was. Uncle looked. Well, he looked content there. And your eulogy for him was really heartwarming. Pop's handing you that specially carved club to bury him with may have seemed a bit excessive. But you know, he's not that good with these kinds of things. But you know, even he was trying his best not to tear up. Sorry, it's just, I don't really know what to say in this situation. Well, yeah, I mean, I know it won't bring Uncle back. But you don't need to be so angry at me when I'm just trying to. No, hey, don't be like that. Stop hitting the wall. Hey, shh. Come here. Hey. I know it hurts. I miss him so much, too. Of course I miss him too, you idiot. You think I called him uncle just for shits and giggles? Oni are always serious about family. Blood or adoptive, it doesn't matter to us. Even if we were just neighbors, my folks cared about you, and uncle too. Here. Just lay your head on my lap and just calm down, okay? Shh. To cry. Just let it out, okay? You've been doing so much trying to be strong for him until he passed. Now, just let me be strong for you, okay? You don't need to do this on your own anymore. You went through all the hard parts all alone, trying to help him when he got sick. Exhausting every option the docs had. Dealing with those cutthroat Doulahan funeral homeowners. Sorry, bad joke. Figured it would help ease things a bit. Sorry. No, hey, stop talking like that. You're not alone. Just because your mom left you after you were born and it's just you and Uncle doesn't mean you're worthless. Uncle didn't leave you. Hell, when has he acted like he would ever do that to you? It was just his time. Yeah, I know it's not fair. I'm here though. I'm not leaving you, okay? I promise. Hey, seriously, look at me. Uncle asked me to look out for you, and I intend to keep that promise even if he's gone. I don't care if you become a total wreck, I'll always be here for you. How about we just get drunk and think of the better times instead of the bad times? Good idea, right? Awesome. Okay, where's the booze? Cabinet in the office. Okay, on it. Just wait here and just get comfortable. I'm sure you're probably sick of wearing that monkey suit. Even though you always did look kind of cute when you wear a suit. Booze. Right. Coming right up. Hey, what do you feel like chugging? There's a lot of options here. Strongest thing in here. Got Whoa. Holy crap. Oh, nothing. Just the sake my dad gave your dad as a welcome to the neighborhood gift is still here. Oh, we are definitely drinking this. This stuff has got to be even more powerful with age. Uncle really hasn't moved this in all this time. Okay. Let's get the cups and. Oh. These are here too. Uncle. You really kept these? We were just dumb kids, yet you kept our old Daruma? Big softy. She really did care about me, even though I'm an Oni. Don't cry. Ugh. You're supposed to be the big sis for him, after all. Yeah. Just the big sis. That's all I meant for. I'm sorry, Uncle. I wish. Before you left, I wish I could have told him how I felt about him. Like you said, I should. But. No. No time to be selfish. Hey, sorry for the wait. Things were a little dusty and just ended up seeing some old knickknacks that got me distracted. Here. Yours. And mine. So, what do we toast to? To moving forward? Yeah, sure. I can get behind that one. Cheers. Oh, damn. That is some grade A onisake. Oh. Pops wasn't kidding. The stuff is more tasty with age. Burns so good. Oh, come on, dude. That was barely a huge shot, and you're already gagging. I mean, if I remember correctly, back in sophomore year, when we snuck into the Greek party, you really pounded away the vodka like nothing. Oh, is that a challenge? Sure. Bring it on. Drink. 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 Okay. I remember that first month after you and Uncle moved in. You were so damn curious about me and my parents' horns. We had the barbecue, and you and I snuck away to the woods. And then you asked, "How do you get horns like mine?" Then said, Papa says human boys have horns under their tummies. Then you, like a dumbass, drop trow and show me your twig and berries. You ask, why doesn't mine glow like the ones on your dad's head? I swear I was laughing so hard. I think that's how Uncle found us. He saw you and he was all like, "Boy, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing to that lady?" You looked at him all innocently and said, "I'm just trying to find out if Keika can make my horn glow." Oh, man. Uncle gave you such a spanking. You couldn't sit right on the bus for days. Oh, when I told my old man about it, he was just laughing his ass off and offered Uncle his club. Oh, man. Those were fun times. Boy, it does get so hot after drinking some good sake. I gotta air myself out of this freaking thing. Ah, What? What are you looking at? Wait, for real? You've never seen me wear a kimono? Huh. Well, now that you mention it, yeah, you're right. You missed my sweet 16, and I had to wear one then, too. Whew. Yeah, Pops is kind of old school with some of the Oni traditions, but still trying to adapt to the modern human standards. He certainly had no problem adapting to the football fan life, especially when he and Uncle would argue over their teams. They always got so damn heated in those arguments. Always arguing over who deserved the Super Bowl ring, to the point my dad was willing to challenge Uncle to a damn club fight. Big idiots. Lovable idiots. Oh, seriously. You don't need to apologize for missing my birthday that time. I know it was because Uncle was starting to get sick by then, and you were doing your best to work and keep things afloat. Besides, you made up for it when we had a blast at homecoming. That bonfire after party was the tits. Hey, shut up, you big moron. I wouldn't have even gone if it wasn't you who asked. I mean, most humans were dicks to me in high school when the puberty hit and my horns went all hellboy. You were the only one who didn't look at me like I was gonna club them over the head. You had things hard enough working through university while still trying to take care of Uncle between those times you recovered. You really didn't need to take out time just for me when I felt like an extra burden. Sorry, I'm getting on the sad train again. Time for another shot, I think. Damn, that's good stuff. Thanks, Uncle, for keeping it. And the Daru, never mind. What? Oh, it's nothing. Just had a thought, and it's stupid. Shouldn't be bringing up stuff that doesn't matter anymore. No, I told you, it's nothing. Hey! Getting the sake, I found something else. Hold on. I'll go get them. Remember these? No, dumbass. They're not one of those Russian dolls inside a doll. These are Daruma. Yeah, now you remember. So, since we're going down memory lane, what did you wish for when you painted the first eye on yours? Oh, come on, tell me. You know it was like when we were in what, grade school? Seriously, tell me. Come on, man. Normally I'd forgive that kind of thing, especially when we're sauced, but come on. Tell me what you wished for. This time I am clubbing you. Wait, really? Really? Learn how to get horns like me? You really were still obsessed with my horns, even after the whole pants incident? Well, kudos for you for having priorities. So I'm guessing you never did figure out how to do it, huh? it. Once you finally accepted humans can't get horns like Oni, I guess you must have felt like when you found out Santa wasn't real. Oops, I'm sorry. Did I ruin your childhood again? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing you. What did I wish for? Well, remember when I made my wish and I asked Uncle to talk to me privately about it? Uncle knew about my wish, because, well, you see, my wish was, I didn't want to... Oh, hell, I'm going to need another to get this out. Give me that. Okay. So my wish, it was, I didn't want to be just like a sister to you. What do I mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? Isn't it obvious? Look at me. I love you. I've always loved you. I never cared that you were human. I just wanted to be part of your life in any small way. You and Uncle became part of my family. It didn't matter to us what you were. That's why I never wanted to leave you. Why I didn't want you to go through this all alone. That's why I always smiled from ear to ear whenever we would hang out. Even when you were busy or just totally exhausted. Knowing you'd be there for me, even if you were late, is why I was always able to tolerate wearing these old-timey kimonos or having to do some other boring tradition. And right now, it's because I love you that I refuse to let you say you have no one else now that Uncle's gone. It's why I want to help ease your sadness. And just... I hate that I couldn't tell you this when Uncle was still alive. He always kept telling me I shouldn't just keep it bottled up. Why didn't I? Oh, I was scared. Yeah, even Oni gets scared. But to think it was because of a human. I was scared of having my heart broken. Why? Well, maybe because you'd think I was just some monster, and you could never see me as anything else. So I just accepted that I'd be a strong big sis for you, since I'd rather be that than tell you how I feel and risk having you reject me, or worse, say a human could never love a monster like me. Yeah, I know humans and demis getting together are pretty common now, but that doesn't mean the stigma isn't still there. It doesn't help when Pops kept telling me all those stories of humans fighting Oni in the old days as bedtime stories. But, yeah. But, yeah, I finally told you what my wish was and how I... That was, well, worth the long wait. Damn slow idiot. Yeah, I promise I won't leave you. Ever. Come here. Give me those lips again. I can still taste the sake on your lips. It's so sweet to have you and that flavor mixed. Here. You mind helping me? The sash is kind of a bitch to get off. Huh. Okay, that's feeling nice and loose. What? All the tumble and the lotus on my shoulder? Yeah, I got a few tattoos. They're just some traditional designs that's important to Oni and stuff. To turn around and show them? Yeah, right. It's nothing. It's, it just reminds me of the pants incident. Only this time, I'm the one stripping, so it's kinda unexpected. So, yeah, this is me. Oh, hey. Easy there with the kissing up my leg. Oh, looking along the lines of my garter tattoo. Damn it. Your tongue feels so good on my thighs. Shit. Maybe I'll get a more intricate one and you'll lick it more intensely next time, huh? Fuck, baby. I never would have imagined this happening when I thought about telling you beforehand. I guess, you're really into thighs, huh? Fuck, wait, I'm a little ticklish there. Oh, shit. I'm definitely not ticklish there, darling. Oh, shit. Lick and rub me through my shorts. Hang on. Let me slide these off. I want to feel your tongue on my pussy directly. Oh. Yeah, sorry. I didn't exactly count on this happening at any time, so I'm sorry about the little strip down south. It. You like it? Well. I'm glad you think it's cute. Shut up, you idiot. Yeah, I know it matches the curtains. Wouldn't you think it would be neon glowing like my horns? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. No more talking smack. I'm more enjoying my guy's mouth on my cunt. Fuck. Baby, that's it. Oh, just tease my clit like, oh, okay, never mind. You know what you're doing. Fuck, let me just grab your hair. Oh, bury your face in there, baby. Oh, eat me out like it's your last meal. Oh, give me that tongue. Oh, I've been craving for all these damn years. Fuck. Yes. That's it. That's it. Get right in there. Fuck you. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. looks so cute between my thighs. Oh, shit, that felt good, though. Oh, bite my clit again. Oh, please, please bite my clit again. Oh, fuck, yes, oh, God, yes. Oh, the way your tongue just slides in me. Damn, it feels so good. Oh, you're really going to town on my soul patch there. Is it that cute? Fuck. Most guys I'd expect would want a girl to be all porn star smooth, but this certainly isn't bad. We're calling it a floof now? For fuck's sakes, you're so damn adorably stupid. Adorably stupid and mine. Got ya. Just because I love you doesn't mean I'm gonna be all demure. I am still an oni. Right now, after waiting so long, I want what's mine. With all the sake we've drank, my inhibitions are a bit non-existent. Let's get this suit off of you. Well, well. I guess your horn didn't glow, but it certainly grew since then. Shit, you got a nice looking cock. I'm just gonna rub this guy along my pussy. The way you're spreading my lips, it feels so good. Nope. No touching. I'm holding those hands of yours down. Gotta get you good and ready for me. Damn it. You make me so soaked. Oh, looks like you're enjoying yourself a lot there, babe. I was feeling how hot I am for you making your cock that much more eager. Or is it just the sake in your system? You're sliding your cock so intensely along my pussy. And you want to fucking own me that bad? I'll wait no longer. Because I need you bad. Oh, shit. Just give me a minute. Let me just enjoy this moment. He looks so cute there under me. Your face all flushed with need and from the booze. I want more. Damn, it feels so good taking you for myself. This is what I've been craving for so long. Oh, I never could stop thinking about you. Oh, it feels so good just to grind my hips against you like this. Mine, fuck, you're mine. Are you enjoying how tight I'm squeezing you, baby? Go right ahead, buck up into me. You don't need your hands anyway, so just push those hips up into me. Do it, baby. Buck up harder. Give me the thick cock of yours. Oh, fuck, yes. Give me what's mine. I want more. I want so much more. Give it to me. Every pulse, every throb belongs to me. That's it. I feel you throbbing. I feel you throbbing. Do it. Don't hold back. Give it to me. Fill me up. Mine. 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 Fuck. Fuck, baby. So much. So warm. So good. Yeah, onisake tends to have that effect on humans. Kind of forgot that in the moment. I don't regret it, though. Sorry about your wrists. Kind of hard to fight that dominating instinct once things get going. Here, let me wrap them for you. Better? Still kind of sore, huh? How about I get rid of these bindings on my breasts? Give me your hands. Here. Think grabbing these will make your hands feel better. Oh yeah, keep going. Getting filled up at my tits massage after by you. Bliss personified. Right there, honey. Suck my nipples. Maybe there's some sake in them. Getting aggressive now, are we? Guess the sake is making you hungry for more, huh? Go right ahead, baby. Fuck me. Take me as many times as you want. I'm yours. Only yours. Oh, fuck, yeah. Fuck. That's the spot. Harder. Come on, harder. God, yeah, that's it. Squeeze my tits and just pound into me. Fuck. Fuck. That's the spot. Just ram it into me, please. Give me everything. Yes. Fuck. I'm yours, baby. I'm yours. I'm yours. Fuck. You're throbbing so much again. I can feel it when I clamp down. don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, keep fucking me like that. Oh, fuck. I want to be sore. Deeper. Harder. 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 Come for me again. Oh, hold on to you with my thighs. Just go as deep as you can and come in. Come in me and come with me. Oh, oh, fuck. Mine. Oh, mine. Was so good. Oh, hey. Your hair's all messy. There you are. I know it won't bring Uncle back, but I think he'd be happy knowing this happened between us. I bet if he was still around, he'd have walked in and just said, "About damn time, sport," and given you a thumbs up. I promise I'm not going to leave you. I swear, darling, you're not dreaming. I'll be right here when you wake up in the morning. Tomorrow. And every day after that. You are never alone. And you won't be alone from now on. I love you so much. We'll get through this together. I promise.